Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are right now, listening to 102.7 FM here on PJD3, broadcasting live out of Plaza 21 on Back Street in Phillipsburg, beautiful St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing pretty well and feeling blessed as I am, and really super excited on this amazing Sunday. That's right, this amazing Sunday. We are in the month of November, and it's the first Sunday, November 2018. So you know what that means. Oh boy, that means the year's gone by quite quickly. We've got one more month and then it's December. Oh, I'm so happy to be back with you live after a nice little break. I'm pretty sure many of you out there were saying, Roy Cotton Jr., have you just left me like that? Well, no, I didn't actually. You were able during the month of October to listen to all those really great rebroadcasts if you missed them. And I thought I would do that for you while I took a lovely break and spend time with my beautiful wife, family. Am I not entitled to that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I did all through the month of October. Now you have me here on the first Sunday of November, so you know I'm definitely live. Because if you look at your watch, look at your watch. That's it. Look at the clock on the wall. It is exactly 10 minutes past 3 Eastern Standard Time. So that means I'm really here in the studio. It's not pre-recorded. I'm just live here in the flesh. Let me pinch myself. Oops, that hurt. Yes, I'm really here in the studio, and it's a pleasure to be with you up until the hour 5 o'clock. It's going to be amazing today up until that time, because you're going to hear really great Sunday music. That's right, I specifically chosen a fantastic music for you today on Sunday, in November, of course, the first Sunday, November 2018. And you're going to be really at the edge of your seat saying, Roy Cotton Jr., what do you have next? I just want to hear another song and another song and another song. But besides that, I'm also going to be joined by a dynamic duo. That's right, a dynamic duo, husband and wife. That's right, you heard it right, a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss this. This power couple is doing some amazing work, really amazing work in the community. And they don't live here on the island. They live abroad. You're going to hear more about that. But they're transforming the lives of many through their music, their marriage, and much more. And I see you're saying, Roy Cotton Jr., bring it on. I want to hear this couple. I want to definitely learn from this couple who you're going to have on the show. Just be patient. You know, if you're still in the kitchen, enjoy preparing your lunch for today. If you had it already, I'm pretty sure the dessert is amazing. And you're saying, well, I've just got to relax and trust Roy Cotton Jr. in this, because it's going to be really great with the music he has in store. And then listening to the powerful, dynamic duo couple, a married couple who's in the studio today with me. And we're going to talk all about what they're doing and transforming lives. And I'm pretty sure after you listen to them, you're going to be transformed too. Keep it locked in. I'm so excited. You know why? You know why? Not because this show is sponsored by corporate partners ANF Catering, by Mr. Alfonso Blyden, doing a great job when it comes to catering on St. Martin. Or Island Real Estate Team by Erin Jatiani and his team of professional realtors. But I'm super excited because my wife, my beautiful wife, absolutely, yes, she prepared her signature dish today. And you know what that signature dish is? Lasagna. Sweetheart, thank you for that lasagna. It's gone all into my cells, my muscles, and my brain. Ladies and gentlemen, blame it on my wife's lasagna today. It's going to be amazing. As it is, I'm joined here in the studio with two wonderful people. And these two wonderful persons are, you know, here for a very important reason. And that is to share with you all what they do and how they're transforming lives out there. And I'm pretty sure that as you listen to them, you would be inspired this afternoon. They're so much very involved in music. We're going to be talking about their music. We're going to be talking about their marriage. And we're going to be talking about whatever else the good Lord lays on our hearts. So without further ado, that's right, I'd like to take this very special moment and introduce to you, my listening audience. And I'm just going to pull everything up that I need to have in front of me here. That's right. Here we go. A very pleasant good afternoon to Mr. Craig Shiloh Glasgow, if I'm saying it correctly.
Yes, you are.
And also his lovely wife, Mrs. Shanda Webster Glasgow. And they are, of course, from the God Movement. And I'm also going to make an attempt to mention this too here, because I know I heard about their ministry. So it's the God Movement, which is also connected to Shiloh and Shidane Ministry. I love that. That sounds so French. Shidane Ministries. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration, both of you wonderful people.
Good afternoon. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the radio listeners. God is love, and we're happy to be here.
Fantastic, fantastic. It's really a pleasure to have you, you know, with the fact that you're both on the island. You know, that has worked out such amazing, because I know I spoke to Shanda, and she stated that you were coming over. And I said,
yes,
well,
I couldn't really
at the end of the day, it's really a pleasure to have both of you in the studio. So here we go. So a lovely couple doing some amazing work. But, you know, for those out there who may not know you, I'm just going to ask you, first of all, to really officially introduce yourselves, you know, where you're from originally. So persons have an idea if you, you know, you're not just visiting the island on a cruise, but, you know, you've got a background that is rooted in the Caribbean. So who would like to go first?
Yes, I'll go first. Of course, I am originally from St. Martin. I'm from French Guiana. And as you mentioned, my last name, it is Webster. So, of course, you know, the Websters are originated from Anguilla in Island Harbor. And yes, I have a lot of family here. But my aunts and my uncles, my apostle, my uncle, Andre Webster, who's a pastor at Love and Grace Fellowship. So, you know, I'm well known here. I have my background here. Yes.
All right. And you know what I recognized just a while ago, Shanda, is when you said, I'm from French Guiana.
I'm from French Guiana.
Yeah, so we know.
The raw accent, eh?
That's right. So she's definitely from here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Craig.
Well, I'm from here also then, I guess, because my wife is here. No, I'm from the British Virgin Islands, Tatola, the biggest out of all the Virgin Islands, you know. I was basically into music before, but then God changed my life, gave me a beautiful wife, and now I'm here representing him to the fullest.
I see. When you say into music before God changed your life, what sort of music, Craig?
Oh, I used to do soca. Mm-hmm. I did soca, but really raw, you know, not becoming soca.
I see. Shanda's given that smile, like not becoming soca. So you know his music, Shanda, beforehand?
Well, I didn't know who it was, and I don't really used to listen to those things. Uh-huh. I mean, it was not my type of music.
Right.
So, yeah, it was nothing that was very pleasant to one ears.
I see.
I can say that, right?
Okay. Well, in that sense, Craig, we're not going to play one of those songs that was not pleasant to you.
No.
Because I don't actually have it in my system here. So we spare the listeners listening to one of those songs that is not pleasant in your ears. But just for out of interest, was there a specific group that you did soca with back in those days?
Oh, yes. I played with Extreme Band, there was this other band, Uprising Band, and I had my own band, which was High Output Band.
I see. And yeah. And what island, actually?
Tortola.
So all yeah. based in Tortola.
Yeah. Apparently, some of the music were over here because, you know, it played on some of your radio stations before.
I see. Okay. Yeah, well, so. That's the past.
Yes.
And, you know, you've transitioned to the present time.
Yes, yes.
A whole different ball game, which we're going to get into in just a little while from now. But also still giving the listeners a little bit of an idea of who both you persons are. Shanda, of course, you're married to Craig. And just to give an idea, how long have you been married?
September of this year.
September 24th
made us 2 years married.
Okay. Yes. I was just about getting a bit, you know, concerned when you said September made us 24 years married. And I said, wow, you guys have
you
done
see,
amazing.
We have our roles. I remember birthdays and days like these, but she remember everything else.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody compensates somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. I love that. So no one has to argue about who remembered this and remembered that.
She would ask me for certain stuff, and she definitely knows she has to help me with certain other stuff.
So now married for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Lovely journey.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting? What makes it interesting, Craig?
Because, you know, the fact that we felt like we knew each other from... Before. So we didn't even date per se.
Right.
Because we knew this is what God wanted for our lives. And we just went ahead and get married.
Mm.
You know, and now getting to know the person, you know, but there's always the mediator, which is God, you know, that would make everything go smoothly.
Mm.
So even if, you know, we rub each other the wrong way, it wouldn't have a lasting effect.
Yeah.
You understand? So we would be just good, back and good to go again.
I see. That's very interesting, actually. A very important point, Craig. Shanda, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. As he said earlier, just now, before I met him, God showed him to me in a dream. And when I got up, because, I mean, the year before I was declaring over my life that I wanted to get married. And I don't want to live in St. Martin. And I was asking God basically exactly what I wanted in the person. So I was just declaring and decreeing, like every single day I would go out and I would just say it. I'm walking down the road, I would just say it. And I got a dream and I got up. And as soon as I wake up, I was like, Father God, who is this person?
This handsome,
I said, I don't want nobody from here. So I said, I hope you're nobody from St. Martin. So I got my book because I have my little, you know, dream book because I dream a lot and I wrote down everything. And I was actually dealing with a wedding and I was doing the wedding like all day and I got tired and I rested.
Yeah.
And then this person came up to me and like stretched their hands out to say, okay, aren't you going to the wedding? But when I opened my eyes, it was like the glare from the back.
The glory.
the glare of the light was so bright, you know, like in the cartoons or in the movies.
Yes.
When you have the like,
Well,
that's what I saw. The long hair, and I didn't know it was locks at the time. The long hair, and short. You don't like to say call him short, but he was short in my dream.
Wrong guy.
He was short in my dream. So I wrote it down and everything, and I mean, when we started talking, I actually messaged his brother on the Facebook because I was talking to his brother before, who is the manager of the band that actually plays for us.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the name Adonijah, I said, okay, I have a nephew named Adonijah. So I said, okay, congratulations, proud dad, you know.
Right.
And then he answered. So I was like, okay, I did not send it to a Craig Glasgow. I sent it to a Drexel Glasgow. I think I sent it to the wrong person.
Mm.
And that's how we actually, you know, started talking. I didn't see any picture of him on Facebook. He didn't see any of mine at the time. We messaged on Messenger. And it was not like that normal conversation that will be like, okay, oh, I'd like to see you. Mm. When we're going to meet and whatever. The conversation was not like that. And through talking, you know, it was like I was talking to myself. Because what he was giving me, you know, his life and what he'd been through, and it was basically almost the same as, you know, as my experience. Okay. Because I asked God for somebody who went through the same thing like me, and that would understand me so that we can, you know, connect. So God don't make mistakes when he sets people up.
Wow. That's really, really, yeah.
So, and what, and that is a true thing, what God put together, you know, no man. Because of course, once God is in the relationship that you're in, it doesn't matter what the devil tries, nothing's going to happen. But if God is not in the center, then yeah, that's where they have, you know, marriages that are being destroyed, because God is not in the center, and the God needs to be in the center of our relationship. He's the, you know, he's the head of our relationship, and that's the only way it's going to work.
I see. So as I'm building on what you're saying, Shanda, and I know this is going to sound quite strange to the listeners out there, you're talking about then a relationship that has three persons in it.
Yes.
A threesome.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. A triangle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that is the husband and wife.
That's the mediator
and God.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Keeping it together.
And basically, you know, it just after a year, I realized that the dream that I had, I actually did everything for our wedding. And I was up until the time that we were supposed to be there, I was there still. I did the decorations. I didn't want anybody to do anything for me, because you know how we French Quarter people is. I don't want to get no surprises. So I want to make sure I do it myself. So I am satisfied. I am happy. So, you know, I did everything myself, and I was tired. And it came back to me like, okay, this is exactly what the dream was about.
Right.
God actually orchestrated the wedding, because at the time he was in work. I think he had lost his job at the time. And God did it in a way like to say, okay, we need not to depend on anybody. We want... He wanted us to depend on him.
Okay.
Everything that was given to us was blessed, and it came from God. Everything.
That's really interesting.
Yes.
Listening to what you're saying, how that all that took place. Mm-hmm. I mean, from your dream and then
exactly.
Today that you're married to Craig.
Yes.
Now, I know listeners out there may say, well, you know what? This is wonderful. Or some might say, well, Shanda, okay, if that worked for you, I'm wondering if that could work for me too. I wonder if I should go to sleep now, stop listening to the interview, and see if God is going to give me a dream.
I'm going to give you a similar story, right?
Yeah.
Because having my lifestyle, I mean, I got sick and tired of my lifestyle, you know, because it's like you're with people and, you know, it's not working. They're just
exactly.
there for a time.
Yes.
You know, and I got to the point where I was like, I don't even want to sleep around. You check what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep myself off and, you know, try to avoid, you know, any sex, any, you know, because, you know, I wasn't in a relationship. This was just casual sex, casual sleeping around.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what? I'm done with that. And then while I was preparing myself, God said, I got him to the point where I needed him to be. Then she came in. And when she came in, the anointing that was on her affected, changed like right away. All of a sudden, I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to...
And all this is in the same process.
Same time. This is the same
thing. So while God was dealing with me, he was dealing with him on the other side.
Yeah. I didn't when I had to perform,
right,
I couldn't even sing any, you know, of my usual type of songs. You know, I had to change the lyrics because I had disrespect, disfear. And, you know, what I told you earlier is that this is my wife. This is my one wife. And I don't want the next one because I know that God gave me this one and I have to take care of her. And, you know, she's irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't play when it comes, you know.
Wow. You know, I just have to just sit back and listen so carefully, because as I hear you speak, you know, it's really amazing to hear how this all took place. You're in different places.
Yeah.
You know, you were in St. Martin, I'm pretty sure, at that time,
yes.
Shanda.
Yeah.
And Craig, you're in Tortola.
Yeah.
And God is dealing with both of you at the same time.
Yeah.
And those transitions, you know, taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about it, right, is like, I mean, I'm going to just put this out there. When we started, you know, seeing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably dropped the ball once or twice. But then after, it's like, I couldn't touch her. I'm not supposed to touch her until we're married.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, God didn't give her to me for me to mess up with her. If you understand what I'm saying, I was supposed to still keep her pure then in that sense, mm-hmm. you know? So we had to wait it out until, you know, marriage, which was highly unlikely because, you know, she has children. I have children.
Right.
We both know what sex feels like and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and since this is a person for me, you know, why not? But hey, God wasn't ready for us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, so.
Well, you know, I really can appreciate very much us having this conversation at this level, because it's so important out there for listeners, and in particular, you know, persons who may be at this point in time engaged, yeah. persons who may be thinking like, when is God going to give me that prince or princess in my life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe searching out there, trying everything, maybe sleeping with each other. But it's so very important to understand these elements.
That's where you mess up your gift. Honestly, because God wouldn't want to put somebody in life for you to sin. If you understand what I'm saying. If you're supposed to be together, you know, he wouldn't, even if God gave you something, he wouldn't want you to desecrate that, the thing that he gave you.
Hmm.
I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm just gonna be real. Because, you know, like I said, my lifestyle entailed all kind of different stuff, you know. And, you know, even with my children, I was like, I basically was a single dad in the sense of my children's mom was not with me. Mm-hmm. So I had, just like how she had the hardship of raising her children,
yes.
I had that hardship of raising my children on my own. You know, and, you know, I mean, some values were instilled, and, you know, and you just have to appreciate what God gave you at that point. You know, God, you just have to appreciate what God gave you and, you know, take care of what he, you know.
Yeah. And he's then giving it on.
She never knew that she sang until one time we went out just for a little chill night by a karaoke, and then she almost melted me. I felt like ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, Shanda, mm-hmm. He felt like ice cream.
Yeah, the guy that owned the place was telling him, "Oh, don't cry there, you know," because I sang the song from Whitney Houston, "Power of Love."
Celine Dion.
So, I don't know why I keep mixing up. Celine Dion, Power of Love. So his face was just there, like, and his mouth was just open, so you could have seen the, you know, the gibble on the side.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, this is already a movie, right? Or a book. You know, as we speak about, you know, you're connecting with each other. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration Live here on 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr. And my special guests today are the dynamic duo, and we're calling the power couple, married now for 2 years. And I'm talking with Craig Shiloh Glasgow, and also Shanda Webster Glasgow. And they're here from the God Movement. And you're going to hear a little bit more about the God Movement. But I want to just come back to something so very interesting. Both of you are parents, and we're just looking at how God orchestrated this. Mm-hmm. Craig, you said a while ago, you were going through all that you were going through. The mother of your children were not in the picture. You were a single dad,
yes.
Raising two children, boys or girls?
Two boys.
Two boys. And how old are they, if I may ask?
Well, one is 12 and the other one is 9. And when I became that single dad, it was in 2011.
Right.
So all that time has passed, you know. And God, I sometimes watch back at it, because I even some days ago, I think I was telling you, when I had to lift up one on the shoulder and have the other one, because one was 2 years old, and I had to walk with the other one. And then at times the other one would get tired, and I would have to put the two of them up and keep going. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yes, exciting life.
Yes, very much. And looking at the fact that, you know, as you stated, a single dad then, and doing all of you had to, what you had to do from since 2011. Yeah. Shanda, on the other side of the ocean, a single mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have how many children?
I have three.
You have three. And what are their ages?
My oldest is, I just get, forget 16. Sometimes. 16.
16, okay.
My the oldest one is 14. Yes, my daughter is 14 and my last is 11 years.
Right. And you had your challenges. You were you were a single mom.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure some days it was really not easy.
It wasn't. I thank God for my mom and my dad and also my last son's grandmother that everybody knows from this radio station, Valerie. She was also there to help with my last son, which is her grandson.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are days that at the end of the day, you, I'm pretty sure, Shanda, and also Craig, you were saying to yourself, Lord, when is change going to come?
Yes.
How much longer?
And I was saying too before, I was like, you know, I'm not going to get married because nobody going to want me with children. And my mom told me, don't speak like that. So when she told me, don't speak like that, I decided to, you know, start changing. Because growing up in church, my dad being a pastor, you know, a teacher, normally I should know right from wrong, right? But being young, you want to have your own way, you want to enjoy life, and you know, this is what happens. But then when I was going to church by my, you know, by my uncle, the apostle Andre Webster, they started to teach about how we speak. And this is something that have stuck with me, even, you know, going to BVI. Now and again, you know, certain things, which because of the culture that we raise up in, and you know, Lord, you're killing me, and them kind of slang things, you have to be careful what we say, because words are very powerful.
Okay.
So I learned that from them, to speak always positive. So if I'm saying, oh, I will never get married because I have children, that's what's going to happen. But when I learned to speak differently, I started to declare and decree positive over my life. And when I did that, I got a husband. Because before, I was in a relationship before him. And I was asking God, I say, God, I don't think this is for me. Okay? So I'm like, and that's when I started. And I was, I think it was in 2015. And I got the dream on in January 2016. Because 2015, I was declaring and decreeing. And January the 28th, I think it was, I got the dream. And I met him in February. And we got married that same year in September.
Right. And we're talking about 2016. Yeah. 2018 already, 2 years.
Yes.
It is.
And we are both September born. Yeah, so we celebrate three special you know, events in September. My birthday, which is the 26th, his birthday, which is the 3rd, and our anniversary, which is the 24th, all in 1 month.
All in 1 month.
Yeah.
Wow, God really meant for you to be connected, right?
Yeah, boy. Yep.
He's got a really a great sense of humor, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the fact that you've shared with the listeners out there your journey in connecting with each other in terms of relationship, in terms of, you know, as you said, Craig, earlier, and I know listeners out there may ask themselves the question, but yeah, but, you know, they've had children already, and he talked about keeping himself pure and waiting and so forth. But I'm sure that if we look at it in this way, what maybe have happened in the past has happened in the past. We can't reverse that.
But exactly.
then you look forward, you know, and that's the thing. We can apply in our everyday lives, because we look at the past and always keep it as part of our future.
Exactly.
Which in, you know, that's not so. The past is the past. You either you use it as a stepping stone or a sinking weight. You understand? And if you know that you can do good today, why look back at your past to hinder you? If you understand what I'm saying. So, okay, I missed the mark yesterday. That doesn't mean I'm going to miss the mark today. Check. So, and if I didn't, if like I'm saying, if I didn't, I mean, let me be real with y'all. Ladies, I'm going to talk and speak to you first. Your greatest asset is your body. You could be a millionaire, billionaire, and you giving the man all kind of money or whatever, he's not going to care about that. He wants your body. You check what I'm saying? And then the thing about it, if you decide now to give away your assets and you're giving, you went ahead of the saying that goes, why buy the cow and you're getting the milk for free? Well, that's a true saying. If you're going to give away this milk, you're hampering your chance of being bought, you know? And if you keep yourself, because you never know who God is going to have for you.
Yeah.
Men sleeping around is a hype. That's just a hype. I could tell you about that because I can tell you this one incident. I had one short time of sex that took my life right down the drain, because sex is actually spiritual before it could be physical.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're attaching all these other spirit, all these other people to your life, because if I sleep with Michelle and Michelle step with Tom, whoever else, you know, I'm attaching that to my body. If you understand what I'm saying. So if you're not, if that person asks God for repentance, you know, then all of those will go. So why put yourself in, you know, sleep around again until, you know, God gave you the person that's for you.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
I follow
you. You know, you're just putting yourself back in the same predicament. So I'm telling you this from an artist's point of view, that new groupies, I knew sex, I knew drugs, I knew alcohol. And these are just devices that the enemy use to keep us in bondage. Because you go out to have a good time, you drink, you never know which way the road is going to take, who you're going to sleep with or anything like that. So think about, something to think about.
That's a very powerful message from you, Craig. I believe very much so. The men out there listening to the program do need to hear.
Yeah, it's a hype. It's a hype. You know how good I feel to be sleeping with one woman? Trust me, that's more challenging than sleeping around. If y'all think it's, you know, that's easy, try it. Because you learn to appreciate the person you have more.
Shanda, that's the words from your husband.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with him, because you know, when you're out there and people think when you're doing music and, you know, you're on stage and you carrying on, you gotta remember that there are a lot of demonic spirits that will, like he said, attach themselves to you, the drugs, the alcohol, you know, and those things are just for a time. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And when he gets you, he doesn't want anything good for you. He doesn't want to see you prosper.
Facts.
You think, you know, having all this fame and money, it is, you know, but no, he doesn't like you. He doesn't care about you. So, you know, why? He's just doing this here to get you. And when he gets you, then what? He destroys you. Yeah. That's his mission. So why allow him to do that?
I'm with you. Ladies and gentlemen, a very powerful conversation here this afternoon with both husband and wife, Craig Shiloh Glasgow and Shanda Webster Glasgow here from the God Movement on Love and Inspiration. And together, of course, doing an amazing job when it comes to the music as we are moving over to that aspect. You know, just before I go over to the music aspect, I just really want to just mention something. As I heard you speak a while ago, Craig, do you all actually speak to young people, teenagers, into schools as such? Because as I hear you speak, and especially since we've got persons who are really searching for that sense of belonging and love, and it's so easy to be caught up, and as you stated, that the enemy is just out there to devour, destroy. Do you speak to schools?
This is exactly why we have the God Movement.
That's what we intend to do.
We haven't reached there yet, but this is in the process, because our ministry is very new. We started
2017, actually.
Yeah, 2017.
Okay, just last year.
Yes, we started together. So it is you know, it's building.
These are all the things that we want to do. You know, we're just praying to God for the finances.
Yes.
And stuff like that. But, you know, every time, this is me though. This is my daily lifestyle. This is our daily lifestyle, basically, because if I could rub her and a couple that's going through something, see me smoothing up my wife and, you know, they're inspired by it, then our work is done. Mm. So if I could tell somebody about the dangers, I always try to do it. I always try to do it because I know how my life was. I know it could only be in God. We started preparing for marriage, and she almost watched me lose my life and our children, because I call her children my children, because they're all my children. Uh-huh. You know, we were out there, you know, I took them snorkeling as we normally do. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden the devil didn't like that. He tried to take some of us out.
For some reason, in my spirit, I felt something was wrong, because I had the two other small ones. I had his last son, Azaniah, and I had Christopher. They were unsure with me. So I'm telling them, I said, something is wrong out there. And not knowing that he was yelling help and nobody was hearing what was going on. I saw my daughter swimming, going out. I'm like, why is Craig leaving my daughter, leaving the children there, and he's going out? At once, I thought it was a shock. So I'm there saying, what happened? You know, everybody okay? And he's just saying, help, help. So I'm still trying to figure out what is wrong. Mm. And let him tell you what happened. I'm telling you what happened, what's going on shore.
Okay.
So he should tell you what was happening out, in, because they were far out.
I see.
So what happened now? My son, all of a sudden, his mask started fogging up, and he was getting difficulty breathing. My daughter now, her mask fogged up, and she started going out. And I'm like, God, please don't let this happen. Please don't let this happen.
And he wasn't a Christian at this time yet.
Okay.
And while saying that, you know, I'm saying to God, God, if anyone is supposed to die, just let me die. You know, just let me die and save the rest of them. You know, and then I started trying to drown myself to put up my son. Then I said, God, if you let me live one, because he spared me from a lot. He spared me from being shot. He spared me from being incarcerated. He spared me from a lot of things.
I see.
You know, so I'm saying, God, if you spare me one more time, I'll turn my life to you. And the moment I said that and I shout help again,
it echoed. It echoed the whole beach.
A guy from the other, because we were at one end, uh-huh. A guy from the other end came running up with a life buoy.
Right.
And look, my son just said, Daddy, just take the mask off and just let me swim in. And he swam
in.
And when
he said help, I saw my daughter literally turn back around to come towards shore. That is God.
You know, and then by the time we got in there, the fire department, which would have to put their boat in the water,
uh-huh.
actually came around there at the right time, mm-hmm. just in case anything had happened. I don't know who called them, but they did this in record time, because, you know, they would have to go to the carry the boat to the water to deploy the boat and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, after that, that was in August. September the 3rd was my birthday. You know, she tried to take me out with a couple of my friends. But I couldn't drink. I could not drink. I could not stand the scent of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I got a drink, I had to put it down. I didn't even go to any juve, because at the same time we have a carnival.
Right.
I couldn't go to none of those things. I couldn't even finish performing. You know, so I didn't go. And I told him, I said,
you're going to church the next morning.
Hmm.
September the 4th, I gave my heart to God. And that was it. That was it.
There was no altar call or anything. The preacher was just preaching. And I saw he got up and he went and he just wept for, like, you can say, a good half an hour at the altar, just crying. His mom went up and the preacher stopped preaching and, you know, went and they prayed for him. And since then, he has been a brand new person.
And this is September 4th, which
September
year?
September 4th. That's a same 2016. So that's a next. That's a next day to
couple
celebrate.
Couple weeks before, you know, our wedding.
Because at the if you look at it too, God still, that was God's final preparation for me to meet mm-hmm. His child.
Yeah.
To, you know, so.
This is a very powerful conversation we're having, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're driving your car. Please focus on the road. We don't want any unnecessary accidents, so please focus. And those of you who are listening at home or on the internet, thank you, of course, for being with us. Very powerful couple, as I mentioned here in the studio. And we just wanted to switch over a bit to the fact of the God movement. I love your t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at their beautiful t-shirts here in the studio. The God movement, TGM, Kingdom Alrighty. People. So tell us a little bit, Shanda or Craig, what's the God movement all about in Shiloh and I know Shadane Ministries. Talk to us.
Okay, well, the God movement came up, God movement, and We Rep God, you know, came about by, because I'm like, when I wasn't a Christian, I would do what I have to do and do it to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and you have Christians out there that will be afraid to talk about God, you know, and we actually see ourselves, not me by myself or her by herself, we actually see us together proclaiming God's word. Mm. You know, that's where the God movement came about, because we know it's not just going to be here. We know it's just not just going to be in Tortola. We know that it's going to be worldwide. And we want a movement. We want to have a movement. We mm-hmm. want people to just be proud of who they are as Christians. You check what I'm saying?
Right.
We just want that. Mm. So, and we know it's going to happen, because in the last days, you know, if you're not, you're either going to be for or against, you know, and because I'm for, because we're for, and because this is who we represent, we're going to proclaim it. That's, so that's where we got that, the whole thing, the God movement from.
Yes. Right.
And We Rep God 100.
I see, because I remember also too, when I connected with Shanda, she stated that you use the hashtags,
yeah.
hashtag the God movement or hashtag We Rep God.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, lovely, lovely. And you started your ministry together last year, 2017.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you ministered together for the first time at Gospel Fest.
Yeah, yes. In Tortola.
In Tortola.
Yeah.
Is that a big event?
Yes, it is, because, I mean, it happens around festival time. Also.
Okay.
But, you know, but it's more, it has dwindled because people ain't repping God anymore like they're supposed to. Mm. You know, and that's why we're here, to rejuvenate and to share whatever little
Turn
bit of hope
around.
We can.
Right.
You know, at first, let me just take this time, because we haven't done it, to greet our manager and our apostle.
Apostle, yes.
Apostle Colonel P. Foy and Lady Tara and baby Daniela. And I think my sons are listening too. So Adonijah, Azaniah, Mommy, I don't know who else is in the household right now. You know, we just want to greet you. Yay.
And they're listening on Tortola at this point
yeah.
in time.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Tortola, good afternoon to you. Thank you for tuning in to Love and Inspiration. You know, as I want to just read out here to the listeners what I have here on paper with regards to on your lovely website, which I visited.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should visit their website. I'll let Shanda mention the website, link in just a bit. But let me just read out to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward in this lovely time together. And I'm looking at my clock, making sure we get everything in here before the airtime is done.
Or we have to talking about God.
That's right. Or we have to sleep on in the radio station tonight. But then my wife would be upset because I didn't come home. All right. Anyways, so we're looking at the God Movement, TGM, gospel music from the heart and soul. So that's your slogan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely powerful. And it has here, throughout the course of their musical career, Shiloh and Shadane Ministries have won over the hearts of music lovers from all walks of life. This dynamic duo balances ministering at gospel events, making appearances and studio time, recording singles and new music for their albums with power and passion. And, you know, listening to both of you speak, I can hear that power and passion. That's so very important to have in your marriage, but also what you do ministering to the people. While raising their children, we heard you both have children, building and maintaining a strong marriage.
Yeah.
So very important in the midst of this, because I'm pretty sure you can become very busy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about we work with each other no matter what. So, you know, it's never, we always have that time for each other because we're always together.
Right.
That's hence the reason I'm down here. St. Martin, I need my wife to come back up with me.
All right. I hear you very much, Craig. You cannot take her as yet. The interview is not finished. We have a half interview that. But I fully appreciate what you're saying, Craig. And it's so very important to encourage our husbands out there. And I don't want to go off on my soapbox right now, but it's so very important.
Let me say this to the husbands out there. Right? I mean, I'm new in it. Right? But you see, God gave you a wife. This wife, everybody's eyes are different. So my wife is the most beautiful person that I've ever met. You know, she has all the goodies that I need.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And I let her know that because I would never not stop touching her. Because this is mine. This is mine. You know? So, you know, appreciate your wife. I mean, listen to me. The only how you could get in a problem is when you start looking out. If you keep your eyes on what's yours, then you'll be good. Don't say that you have eyes to see and this and that. No, because when you keep on looking, you start to visualize stuff. That's when you make a mistake. And yes, I could tell you about that because I could tell you my lifestyle that I had is nothing you or any, you know, they could ever compare to. You understand what I'm saying? But God protected me. You know, God protected me through my life. And then it's like, this is the only person that exists, the only female in my life that exists, but you know, when it's come to relationship wise, you know, and that's how we need to value our partners. I'm talking from a man point of view, because we say that can't happen. A lot of them say that can't happen, you know, but when it's possible to only have eyes for one. It's possible. You know, and I think God did that for me too, because, you know, God knew this is what I wanted.
Right.
I was only waiting to get a wave, and I get a wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, he almost gave her a hug, but yeah. Anyways, I can see everything you can't, unfortunately, but you can only listen. also look at, you know, I really appreciate that, Craig, what you shared with us just now. The mission statement, of course, from the wonderful movement that you have, the God movement, is to spread the word of God through our music to every corner of the world. And your vision is to evangelize the lost by any means necessary. To encourage believers that serving Jesus is the best decision they have ever made. Well, I can't say anything. I can't add anything more to that, right? Now, I'm just going to switch over to some of your music so we can squeeze that in. And also one last item. And then, of course, unfortunately, we're going to have to bring this wonderful talk to an end so I can still get to be continued. Definitely, we have to have a continuation so that, you know, I can still fill in the rest of the program and some other stuff. But looking back a little bit here, October 6th, 2018, powerful concert.
Yeah.
Arise, Ignite, Praise, the Praise, which was organized by Asha Connor and her team. Successful, I understood.
Yeah, it was.
My wife attended. Unfortunately, I did not get to attend.
That means she was jumping up.
Yes, she did. And she's listening. And Craig and Shanda, she really wanted to say, and she's saying through me right now, thank you so much. You, not only yourselves, but for the rest of those performers, great performers on that evening.
Yeah, they were, I mean, it started off awesome with, Sean Jay,
our very own.
These guys, Sean Jay, Benjamin Bell, they have some voices. I'm like, oh God, you know, like, I have to go sing after these people for real. And then Asha, like, she takes it from straight out and blows out those pipes. Yes. I'm like, wow, like, they have some powerful voices.
It was awesome.
And then we walk with our entourage which is Dylan J and Gabrielle Dene. These are people that we work with closely all the time because we have the same mind. We want to get the gospel out there.
Right.
We want people to know that, hey, serving Jesus is the best life. And by the way, listen up for this song. We have a song coming up with Best Life. soon. It's okay. In the making.
We have a lot of songs coming up soon.
We have a lot of songs coming up soon.
We already almost finished the second album, starting the third album, and still pushing the first.
Yeah. I see. Yes. All right. Well, you guys are really on the movement. If I just may interject this, actually, you know, really being enthusiastic with you two on this, you know, just going back quickly to October 6, 2018, and talking about great artists such as Sean Jay. Sean Jay, a beautiful voice, doing an amazing job.
Yeah, man.
Benjamin Bell.
Yeah.
And I've worked with two of them already before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music,
really great guys.
Yep.
And Asha Connor, you know,
and
making her
since I came here, I realized that Asha and I are somewhat related.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Anguilla.
There you go.
You know?
All right. Northern side, Anguilla, the whole mix. Mm. You know, I really have to mention also to the Asha and, you know, I had the privilege last Sunday over at the Kobe Methodist Church where my wife preached and Asha was, you know, invited, and she really, really blessed us with a beautiful song. And let me just see here. Let me just pull it up here on, not that I'm going to play the song, but she sang this beautiful song entitled The Anthem by William.
That's
one of my favorite songs.
And I'm telling you, when I looked at Asha there, in front of the church, I said, Asha is definitely going places.
Yes.
Beautiful voice.
She has a powerful voice.
Yes. So Asha, if you're listening, which she said she would be listening. Good afternoon to you, Asha. You heard it yourself.
Asha. Hi, Asha. I'm still waiting to see you.
And as my wife stated, Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton, she really loved your performance.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I appreciate that so much. To God be all the glory. Thank you very much.
I need to see you before to Doctor, we haven't spoken in a while, so get my number from your husband and we'll definitely link up.
Okay, that sounds good. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned to you off air one of our favorite songs, eh?
Yes, yes. And also, you mentioned I got the message from my past teacher. Oh my gosh, I haven't. He showed me the picture, Mr. Francis, and because when he gave me the message, I was like, Mr. Francis, I don't remember that name. You sure he taught me? And then when he showed me the picture, I was like, it has been so long. Oh my goodness. Nice to hear from you. And yes, I received your message. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure you have Mr. Francis right now smiling. Fantastic. And, you know, my wife's favorite song, Breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Yes. So this is dedicated to her. I'm hoping that one is queued.
Okay, well, I have it queued here. It's going to be down the list here. Let us play it. So Shanda and Craig, can you just introduce Breakthrough? And then we're going to go over to the other wonderful songs as we try and fit things in before
this time comes out.
Okay, so on a count of three, introduce Breakthrough, and I'm pretty sure she's going to turn the volume up. Okay, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
This is Breakthrough, the name of our album, and we dedicate it to Dr.
Nicole Erdeme.
Erdeme. Okay. Enjoy.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
Breakthrough.
God is good. If you're ready for God to do something in your life today, put your hands in the air one time. Hey, let's go.
Let's
Oh man, just listen to that beat. Listen to the words there. Breakthrough, Craig. What can you say about it, Shanda?
Well, you know, because the Holy Spirit gave me that song because we're always, sometimes we're at the edge of a breakthrough. And, you know, because we're not seeing it physically, we tend to give up.
Right.
So, you know, that was to encourage people that, you know, don't stop. Just keep on going. Just keep on. You're at the edge of your breakthrough. So, you know, when you get your breakthrough, just breakthrough. Yeah. Breakthrough. That's the actions for that song.
Right. And as you're doing the actions right now, I'm pretty sure those persons who were there that night can just imagine once again. You know, let me see if I just got a message here. Oh, yes. And, you know, the fact is, as I mentioned before, you know, if you've spoken to young people, you know, like how you shared earlier, really right now, actually we can see, and this is really, I believe, prophetic, that you are creating a powerful movement which will impart the now generation of young people and keeping themselves worshiping God in spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let me just show you this, because the thing about it, what I've realized, right, being a soca artist and out there.
Yes.
The generation that comes out are only young people to this type of music. Mm. So, you know, because I asked God, what am I going to do, God, with my type of voice, you know, and in for your kingdom? And he said, don't change your style of singing, just change your lyrics. He's going to do the rest. And he said that there's some people that I'm going to be able to, that we're going to be able to reach rather than, you know, in the regular preacher or the regular, you know, hymnals and stuff like that, because times are changing. You know, we need to get with the times and know that, you know, God has a man for every alley. You understand what I'm saying, every walk of life,
right?
You know, and if he needs us to go out to the young people or do whatever to that. I mean, you realize I still have locks.
Yes, I see the locks.
And I realized, and he showed me this too, that there's some people that I'm going to be able to reach that somebody with a shaved head wouldn't be able to reach. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Because they can, how must I say, they can associate with, you know, this type of style, this type of look, you know. But to be honest, all what I have, all how I look,
right,
is just for the honor and glory of God to win souls.
And I know the listeners can't see, but he's also filled with tattoos.
Yes, I see tattoos. Yes, on his arms. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, there, as he said, there are certain places that he can go in. Mm-hmm. I might not be able to go in, but you know, because of him being front, then you know, I will be able to go in certain places because of what he's been through. And what he can, you know, tell, you know, some young person that's, you know, in the ghetto or on the streets or smoking weed or something, you know. And the thing of it is, he has this way of him. He's always smiling. He's always greeting. So it's never a dull moment. And Lord, he's disgusting. But I mean, it is never a dull moment home. Yes. It's always a smile. Mm-hmm. And when we go, sometimes everybody is Shiloh. Mm-hmm. And people who known him in the secular world know that he's in the serving God, they still have respect for him.
I see.
And you see, I over in Totola, a lot of our CDs went from people that knew me that weren't Christians.
Right.
Exactly. You know, and that's so. 250 CDs. Mm. All out for people that you know, who are not Christians. And this is what we want.
Yes.
We are more focusing on the unsaved,
not the Christians.
Exactly. Right. Yes. So this is what the God movement is for.
Well, as it is, you know, and that was posed to Jesus back, as you know, from scripture.
Yeah.
You know, asked why you know, hanging out with such and such.
Exactly.
Person.
Yeah, exactly.
Said,
exactly.
Well, you know, the doctor won't go to, you know, a healthy person, but, you know, to the sick.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? And those who really do need him. Mm-hmm. And it's very powerful what you're sharing. As such, you know, as I listened so very carefully to you and, you know, Craig, as you stated, you know, you have your locks, you have your tattoo, and I'm pretty sure a person would say, yeah, well, okay, but who's this? And he's singing about Jesus, but look at him.
Yeah.
You know, already that stereotyping. The message actually that I received here was also from my wife, and she stated, to let you all, to inform you that she saw you that night, and of course, as you know, and you have a powerful movement which will impact the now generation of young people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep worshiping God in spirit and truth.
And we receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So there you go. That's for you. Definitely. So let's get into some music here so that persons can know what else you have, you know, available and how they can connect with you as we start to round off this wonderful conversation today with you on Love and Inspiration. We've got a song here queued called Jesus. And
actually, it is Jésus.
Jésus.
It's French.
All right. So you're ready to introduce this, Shanda?
Yes. This is actually my song. One of the only songs that I wrote on the album, because all the rest, my husband wrote. Okay. And this was basically because I am from Saint Martin and from French Quarter, so I had to give something back to my people.
Okay, so let's listen to it.
It's Jésus.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Song here on 102.7, Shanda.
Yes.
Yeah. And you wrote this one, you said.
Yes, I wrote that one. Mm-hmm. Thank God I wrote a song on the album. I thought I wasn't going to get a song on this album. I was like, so you're not going to give me a chance to write a song? But this production was actually done from a brother that I met on YouTube. And he's a Christian and he does music production, but for gospel.
Right.
And he's actually in Nigeria, Africa.
Mm.
And then there's another song on there that he wrote that was actually from Tanzania, Africa.
Oh, nice.
And there were like two others that was local in Tortola.
Right.
But, and there are two that
Blessed, the song Blessed.
Yes. Mm. That's going to be coming up next. That was actually done by a local person here in St. Martin.
Edwin Nicholson.
I see. Yeah. Really great.
And then the others was from St. Lucia.
Yeah, well, you really got some great stuff here on the airwaves that we must say. And, you know, as we were speaking off air a while ago, Shanda and Craig, you were talking about the next song, Blessed, and how that came about. So it's really about you being so blessed,
yes,
Craig.
Yes, yes. And I actually wrote this when I wasn't a Christian, when Shanda came into my life. And, excuse me, God was, you know, just delivering me from stuff, just because he needed me for this time.
I see.
You know, so I wrote this. That was my first song I ever wrote.
And the testimony that he spoke about with the children in the sea and stuff. Yes. This
inspired that.
Inspired.
Okay. So Craig, introduce Bless, please.
Yes. This is the God Movement, and you're going to be listening to Bless right now. So enjoy and be blessed.
All right. Here we go.
The God Movement.
I come to a point in life where I'm thanking God for everything. No matter how big or small, yes, he's providing everything.
Food on my table, shoes on my feet. With him by my side, I am never hungry. A beautiful wife and couple pick me. Lord, I know that is you who give me energy.
When I wake up this morning, yes, I am blessed. I might not be rich, but I am still blessed. Wonder way how I'm moving, cause I am blessed. When I wake up this morning, yes, I am blessed. I might not be rich, but I am still blessed. Watch the way how I'm moving, cause I am blessed. Yeah. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Raise your hand if you know that you're blessed. Everybody blessed. Bless, I'm blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bless. Yeah, that's right, by the God Movement, written by Craig Shiloh. Craig, powerful song there.
Yeah, man. God give it all the glory, man.
As we continue, of course, for the listeners to continue to be blessed with the great music, the next one that we have here is called Message. Anyone wants to share with the listeners what Message is all about?
Well, basically, it's just the message that we bring for you. You know, that's basic. I come with a message.
Okay. So let's do the message, right?
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked in here. All right. Well, we still got the message, actually. And what I'll do is I'll look into that one for you, Craig and Shanda, and see if that can be reprogrammed for you, definitely. But let's go back to one that actually persons have gotten to really enjoy. And we played that when we had both Asha and Sean Jay and Benjamin Bell on the show a few weeks back. And that one is called Jesus Has Got My Back, which we heard a while ago. And I'm going to ask you this question because, you know, we were talking about creating that movement and reaching persons, you know, that you may not always, you know, on a regular way, a basis reach. And why I'm saying this is because you may get persons who say, but where are you going with this type of music? It sounds so secular. What's happened to our praise the Lord and the usual, you know.
And this is what I want to ask them. This is what I want to ask people. How has that been working out for you? Have you been reaching the young people with just the praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice? There's nothing wrong with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you see, you want to reach people, so there are techniques, there are tools that you have to use. Because like I say, if we were back in the days, we would still be using rotary phones. We would not have had cell phones. You know, things have changed. You know, you could just send a blast, text, say Jesus saves.
Right.
You know, and you know, it reached a million, a billion people rather than just picking up a phone and calling and reach one. So we're looking for the billions, you know, where even one matters, but we're looking for the billions.
I see. Well, you know, you've explained it yourself to, you know, get that very importantly clear out there on why the type of music you produce at this point in time.
Yeah.
So talking about that, is Jesus Got Your Back? So that's what we're going to listen to right now. All right. Shanda, you want to introduce that for the listeners there?
Jesus got my back, my back, my back.
Okay,
hey!
Yeah! I know God is backing me
every time. Whoa!
Brain point in life.
Running!
Jesus got my back, my back, my back.
And I could see people are moving about all over the house now as they're listening to that one. Jesus Got My Back.
Hey.
A show that took people by surprise.
Uh-huh.
You see Shanda's dancing already here in the studio. And we've got another one here called Jesus.
My Jesus.
My
Sweet,
Sweet Jesus. Okay. So let's see what we have here. Let's try and pull that up. Okay. So we're going to bring this one down. And we're going to go over to that one. And let's see. Yep, it's cute. And let's go.
My Jesus, sweet! Oh, oh. The God movement. Shedang. Hey! All that I know, the mercies of God, I say yes, it endures. Everywhere that I go, He gotta protect me, I know that for sure. No matter what happened or what I encounter, shout glory, hallelujah.
Wow. My goodness, you could have your dancing going on here in the studio, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll have to put the air conditioning back on, right? So, Shanda and Craig, amazing music. And, you know, as I listen to this, I'm just asking myself the question, as much as many of the listeners out there, where can we get that music? So, Shanda, please share with us.
Well, right now, as we speak, I have some CDs here with me. And you can call me on 581-0425. That's 581-0425 to get your copy. They're only $15. And we also have shirts on sale, the God Movement shirts. We have them in children. We have them female cuts and male cuts. And they're in red and gold, white and gold, and black and gold. And they are going for $25.
I see. And yes. Once again, the telephone number, Shanda, that persons could connect with you.
It's 581-0425.
Okay, great stuff. So that's a local number. And is there a website that persons could visit if they do want to check out all that you do as the government?
Before I give the website, we also have our music selling on 30 plus online stores. You can get them on iTunes. You can get it on Shopify, yes.
Okay.
On YouTube, on also on our Amazon, and there are others that I have never heard of in my life, but because we hooked up with CD Baby,
yeah.
You know,
right.
They have all those different online branch outs. And our website is do not put in the www dot. So you have the HTTPS and the two dots and the, you know, //.
Right.
And it's Shiloh, Shiloh, Shediemminis dot wixsite.com/WeRepGod.
Right.
Yes. I know it's a long website. I was, you know, trying to create something on my own. So this is what I came up with on Wixsite.com that makes you create your own, you know, free website for now. So as we get out there and we get, you know, known and all that, we will also be stepping up on different levels. So
we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
We're on Facebook. Our page is facebook.com/WeAreTheGod Movement, one word.
Okay.
And we're on Instagram and our page name is Shiloh, Shiloh _ Shedain, Shedien _ Ministries. And we're also on YouTube, and you can just type in Shiloh and Shedain Ministries and you will see our page and all, you know, our videos and perform, you know, that we've done at different events.
Fantastic. Wow. I must say it has been a really great one today with your love and inspiration.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you know, this is just coming back from my lovely October break. What a lovely way to start back love and inspiration for the month of November. And having you here, because of course next Sunday, God Spare Life, is St. Martin's Day. So, you know, I'm not live here, but there will be something, you know, from Love and Inspiration that persons could listen back to.
Okay.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, still tune in next week at 3 p.m. sharp. And there will be Love and Inspiration. But I'll be enjoying St. Martin's Day, but I'll have something still nice here for you. So, yeah, God bless both of you. Let me give you the Love and Inspiration prayer, as we normally do, because we've only got a few moments here on the show. Heavenly Father, I thank you for both Craig and Shanda
and what
they're doing with their ministry, the God Movement. Father, we thank you for how you've connected both of them, and they were different parts of the world never knew each other, but you ministered to Shanda's heart through the dream and brought her husband to reality for her. And today now they are together working and proclaiming the gospel through music to your people out there. And I just want to just ask that you would bless them richly, their ministry, the beautiful music that they are providing and producing for those out there who needs to hear the gospel in this form and fashion. And also to Lord, may you just order their steps each and every day and bless their children. And may they move from strength to strength and glory to glory. In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Great stuff. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you see Craig, he is, you can consider him as a gentle giant, but I know Shanda's going to say he's not tall, but he's a gentle giant, and she's a wonderful and amazing young lady. I know her.
Everybody say we look like brothers and sisters. Oh, so no. As soon as I went to Tartoli, I was like, oh, why you marry your mom? Tamala looks like your mom, and you know.
Well,
I know that only happens when you've married for years, but not when, you know, you just married. But I would guess so, because I went on back street and they was like, why does he look like your Uncle Cardi like that?
Like, wow. So Shanda, just before you go, and I know you have the listeners out there having a lovely laugh because of that really humorous aspect of both of you. You look lovely. I'm really looking at both of you here. Amazing couple.
Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely many more years in your marriage. You know, before you leave Shanda, the island, I'll need to connect with you and to see about getting, you know, your t-shirts and supporting your ministry. And you'll have the opportunity, Craig, you know, both of you again, that we'll get to meet both of us.
We'll be down here again soon.
Yes. And you'll get to connect with my wife, as you stated just before you leave. So let me see. Is there anything else I forgot to mention? Yes, Shanda, please give them your telephone number once again.
Yes, it is 581-0425. That's 581-0425.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You also got a compliment in that song, My Jesus Sweet. Yes, that came in. That song sounds good. And of course, it's one of my listening
this
to.
Does your wife have a CD?
Yes, you mean her own? Yes, she does.
Oh, okay. You see, I was just going to bless her with one.
Oh, you mean what you have here?
Yes, yeah. The album.
No. Actually, I thought you meant hers because she has her own CD.
But she doesn't actually.
So a blessing is always well received.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's for you.
I thank you on behalf of her and myself. Thank you so much. Wow, there you go. You receive. Thank you, Lord, for blessing. All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll be playing their really wonderful music on Love and Inspiration over the period of time. Once the show is on air. And again, it's been a pleasure having both you, Craig Shiloh, Glasgow, and also Shanda Webster Glasgow of the God Movement.
Yes.
From Shiloh and
Shadane Ministries.
I love that. This is an expensive name. Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to My Jesus Sweet. And I'll just round off the show in just a few moments. But I have to do some selfies here with these wonderful folks, okay? We're doing our modern day thing. We're doing selfies while you listen to this song. Here we go.
My Jesus, sweet! Oh, oh. The God Movement. Shadane. No matter what happened or what I encounter, shout glory, hallelujah. He give me the strength and he give me the power. Wake me up in the morning. So nice, so nice. He always providing. On time, on time. I'm loving the feeling. Every time I start to think, his love keep me going. Forgive and forget all the wrong that I've done. I know that Satan's trying. So hard, so hard. But it's you I rely on. Aha, aha. I'm loving the feeling. Every time I start to think, his love keep me going. Anytime I want giving, I say I'm loving the feeling.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you've enjoyed this afternoon here on Love and Inspiration. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. And I'll connect with you once again live on November 18th. That's November 18th, 2018. So next week, Gospel Life, do enjoy St. Martin's Day in advance to you out there. I'm going to look at having a wonderful Love and Inspiration rebroadcast for you next Sunday on St. Martin's Day. And I'll be back on the 18th of November live and direct with you here in the studio for another exciting program of Love and Inspiration. Thanks to corporate partners ANF Catering, and that is by Mr. Alfonso Blyden. Also, Island Real Estate Team Runjatian and his team of professional realtors on your way to Simpson Bay. Here we go with, of course, the God Movement. You heard him a while ago, Mr. Craig and Shanda. And this one is their breakthrough. Of course, you're going to dance to this one. Take care until next time. And you can catch the rebroadcast of Love and Inspiration this evening on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. sharp and tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Bye-bye for now. I'm going home to my lovely wife. See ya.
Hey!
Brent Hoyt, alive.
God is good! If you're ready for God to do something in your life today, put your hands in the air one time. Hey! Let's go! If you're ready for a move,
breakthrough.
You ready for your breakthrough today?
Breakthrough.
Like this.
Someone is in need of a blessing today. You don't have to go listening to music of excellence only on Love and Inspiration. I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.